I don't know. This is an even far more interesting thing to look into than the living word. Far more. The real view that clearly was in the apostles' mind, all of them, from end to end, which appears clearly, simply, clear, is radical. You must get ready for a shock. It is clear, it is simple, it is everywhere, and it is radical. And I already testify that it works, for whatever that's worth. It is true that there in throughout history there have been many faithful Christians. All Christians see dimly. And some dimmer than others. And I'm speaking of real Christians. There have been blind Christians throughout history who have been very faithful to Jesus. Quite blind. Not totally, but quite. Who have been very faithful to Jesus. I'm trying to say it right. There's three of them. The blind Christians, almost blind Christians, that have been very faithful to Jesus. Quote, accidentally. It wasn't accidental, of course. The Spirit of Christ led them, but small amount of understanding, what's the difference? The last time I spoke of the Church of Bible Understanding, it was an amazing welcome to nothing. But perhaps that indeed is part of God's plan, the Church of Bible Understanding, which is incredible. Anyway, there's three of them. There are the blind Christians. Fairly blind, different blindnesses, different amounts throughout history that have been faithful. And there have been blind. Maybe we should scratch the whole thing. Blind ones that have not been faithful. Blind will leave the blind, they both fall into a pit. Maybe I'll scratch it. But you must start considering how many Christians have there been that know the truth about the New Testament and are faithful to it. That apparently is rare. Really rare. Talking a little while ago, sin is the fundamental issue in all of human life.
Yeah, you said other religions. The religion of the world has some form of it.
Couldn't you argue that it's the fundamental issue in all of human life? Something like that. And we ought to remember this in our approach here. Sin. Sin entered in very early, almost immediately. this Wednesday night, I had to just flat say, don't ask me, I don't know what born again means. I have no idea what it means. Wednesday night. And Thursday noon, it was clear. And a great deal more. A great deal more. There was no bright light. But it was the same sort of thing. Just instant. The whole thing. And no matter what I look at, it made perfect sense. But it is hard to swallow. In fact, it's clear to me that from now on, a great many things are clear. From now on, there will be a great division among the people. As it's necessary that there should be. We have come to the parting of the ways. Hopefully, it's going to be 100% of all of us on the side of Jesus Christ, and none on the side, because that's what the division is. Caught between what we know must be the true basis, which is grace, an unfathomable habit of truth and error. Who can divide the truth and error? I can. And what appears to be the new mystery of the New Testament. Does that ring a bell? No?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Halfway.
Yeah,
right. You people trapped?
Yeah.
What are you trapped between?
Trying to figure out what's going on.
A mix of truth and error.
One thing you know, grace must be the basis. You are in this habit, this collection of truth and error. You don't know which is which. And now you read the New Testament, and it's one new mystery. Every verse is a mystery upon the last. At least before, you thought you knew something.
Right. Yeah.
Now you know you don't. Right. Isn't that clear to you?
Yes.
That is the present state. We're free of works as the basis. Praise God for that. Yes. But now what? Now, heave the New Testament. Now there it is. Now what? Stuart goes around saying, I don't know, don't ask me. So now what? I tried to impress last week. God is making it very clear that this time around it isn't He doing it at all. So that we can know where we stand with Jesus. God realizes the trouble He's caused. Why didn't He just tack one more little chapter at the end of the Bible? All right, nobody's supposed to add. All right, but why didn't He tack one more chapter? Paul said, I trust that you will take no view other than mine. Why didn't He just one page and spell it out in plain? Ah, now you were speaking plainly. One page is all it would have taken. One page is all it would have taken, by the way. I was telling Dale last night, his women, a little child shall lead them. Better be that. Better be such that a little child, whatever it is, that a little child will tell us. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Mind of the apostles better also be mind of a child. Which, of course, only makes it more impossible. It's already impossible. But it must be that.